Frontierland, we're talking cowboys, Rocky Mountains, and the wildest ride in the wilderness. It's a land we all hold near and dear to our hearts. But still, if you could get rid of something and maybe add something new, would ya? You dang tootin' you would. So get ready for another double dip of fun as we retire Frontierland attractions and armchair Imagineer new ones. And just for funsies, Mark is hosting a Frontierland rhyme time? Yeah! We got all this and so much more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
Podcast, partner.
was that anything?
It was cowboyish, yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic, the We Like Theme Parks Podcast.
Yo. Bring it back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Howdy, howdy, Diz nerds. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney Bounder, theme park fashionista, and the Thunder Mesa Maven herself from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Yeah! Well, you didn't like that intro?
I don't know what I'm going to do with this accent the whole episode.
I'll have to do it. All right,
it's wonderful, though. You're doing a great job.
I put a little mustard on it, you know?
Yeah,
it's an exciting day.
You're the wildest host in the wilderness.
Yeah, you dang tootin'. I said tootin' already, but it's fun to say tootin'. We're also joined today by comedian, Diz nerd, and backup country bear. It's Mark Madrada. Yee-hoo!
Hi, how are you?
Hey, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Backup country bear.
Yeah.
What's your song, Mark?
You picked Define Time to Leave Me Lucille. I think that fits in with the show.
Yeah, totally.
It's a little modern, but so am I, you know?
Mine would be There's a Tear in My Beer.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Anything but blood in the saddle. Am I right?
No, that's a little dark for the show, but
totally.
I mean,
is it still in the show in the Country Bear Jamboree?
Oh, yeah.
And what is it? Don't whoop my,
I don't know,
mama, but don't whoop also, Buford or something like that.
There's also All the Men That Turn Me On Turn Me Down,
right? Yes.
That one.
Yeah, a little refurb, you know. Get the what are the Lopez's doing? Get them in on it.
Stop. The Lopez's are fine not being.
What's Mankin?
Leave it
to
the way it is. Leave it the way it is. And if you're gonna take a song out, put another old country song
fine,
in there.
Fine.
No new Lopez
game. All right. I'm just itching to get a new Lopez track in there.
Next thing you know, we're gonna get Lin-Manuel Miranda and a rapping bear over this country. Yeah. Thank you. No, thank you.
I mean, did you see Vivo? I mean, it was pretty good. I don't know. I could go for a rapping bear.
No, I'm out.
Did anybody see Vivo? It's not Disney.
No,
it's on Netflix. It's like he's like a musical monkey and he sings. It's actually really good. Check it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you have Netflix and you have kids, you've probably watched Vivo 9 times like I have. It's fun. New original music from Lin-Manuel Miranda, but not Disney. Is it might be DreamWorks? I don't know. It's something, but it's good.
Is Encanto a musical? Do we know yet? The new one that comes out?
I don't know. That's a good question. I hope it is.
Not sure which way they'll go. If it's going to be a Lin-Manuel or a Lopez situation, if it is a musical.
Who knows? Yeah. All right, friends. Well, we got a super fun show today. So much happening when it comes to Frontierland. I don't know about you guys, but I've been loving this series where we just fix essentially all these different lands around Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And we're going to keep the party going today. But before we do, you know what we got to do. We got to sell t-shirts. Let's say hi to a friend and let's do it right now.
T-Public presents It's Your Shoutouts.
T-Public's where you can find all kinds of Diz nerdy and universal t-shirts. You just go to our website, welikethemeparks.com. You click on shirts, you buy something that you like. Maybe it has our logo on it, maybe it doesn't. It's a cool way to support us, and you get cool stuff for the park. Everybody wins. This week, I want to say hi to some friends. We haven't said hi to them in a bit, but it's our friends at FLU_Park Explorers. I think it's Florida Park Explorers. They're a great family and friends. They're WDWAP holders. they're video content creators, they're true theme park family, and they're friends. So we're just saying, hey, we've been wanting to do something with them for a bit, and hopefully we will. So shout out to you, amigos, at FL_park_explorers on the Instagram.
I'm going to say hello to a new friend. Her name is myhappyplace_ears. And she is an ear maker.
Nice.
She is also a big Disney fan, and she is planning a trip with her girlfriends to Disney World. So she just started listening to the show to get some tips. I don't know how much we're helping with that, but hopefully we're making her laugh at least.
That's why we're here.
So this is Sophie, and we just wanted to say hi, Sophie. And her ears are real cute. She bedazzles them like I do my popcorn buckets.
Yeah. I wonder, does she have a bedazzled Tron ears for me?
How many Tron ears do you need?
As many as I can get. As many as I can get. But I only have one, and it's the most special set of ears I have. Thank you very much.
You want me to bedazzle a pair for you? I'll think about it.
Maybe Condor Man, and I'll change it up. I don't know. Mark, hey, you want to say hi to somebody, Mark?
Yeah, sure. I do. Yeah, I want to say hi to Wild Lanterns. Wild Lanterns on Instagram. They also have a website, wildlanterns.com. They also have a YouTube channel. I think it's, you go to youtube.com. No, youtube.wildlanterns.com, I think is what it is. They refurbed an old VR and their RV VR. The opposite. And they're just tooling around going on adventures. And they've got a YouTube channel. So check them out.
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely check those guys out and come see our other friends. And definitely check out Tee Public. Why not? Grab a shirt. It's pretty cool. All right, let's get into this Frontierland fun, friends. I'm really excited about this. I love cowboys. I love Disney. Let's do this.
Retire me.
All right, today we are retiring Frontierland attractions. We've done this kind of before when we had our friends Dan and Steph on, but we weren't with Mark. And I've kind of changed up my position since that one because we were kind of having fun. If we remember when we had Dan and Steph on, Gene from the Underground podcast really wanted me to tank the Country Bears to upset Dan and Steph because it's their favorite thing in the world. But it's not actually the thing I would tank. So we're doing a do over here, and we're making amends. Miriam, do you want to kick this thing off, or shall I get things going out of the gate?
I'll go first.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting rid of, I'm not technically sure is Frontierland, but we're going to say that it is. And okay. I'll get rid of them both. I know I usually say Disneyland is perfect,
yep.
But this is something I actually would get rid of. And that is Tom Sawyer's Island.
Ah!
Yeah.
Can we go two votes. Mine, that's mine too.
That's yours too? Yeah.
It's mine too. this is the shortest segment ever. Agreed.
Unanimous.
It is actually technically a part of Frontierland as per
the Magic Kingdom map. Okay, I thought so, because he seems west-y.
So it's interesting, though, you mentioned that, and you said you think it should go at both parks, because I'm of the mind that I'm okay with the Disneyland one.
Now, no, don't put trash in our park. Get out of here.
What? What are you talking about?
You got told.
What do you mean don't put trash in our park?
Because it's the worst. It's not a good island. Why are you keeping it at Disneyland? You're keeping the trash at Disneyland?
Because I like the piratical theme in the one on the West Coast. I like the pirates it would be great if they did more, but they made a choice and it's a fun one.
I feel like you're intentionally trying to bring Disneyland down.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Tank the West Coast.
This thing none of us like, keep it in Disneyland.
That's where all the classics go and stay.
This has been
forever.
Chris's agenda. This has been Chris's agenda since the beginning.
Shame.
Yep.
Always trying to put down Disneyland.
I love Disneyland. It's beautiful. But that's where the classics remain and live on forever.
Stop it.
Keep that island, baby.
Tie us to the past on your anchor of Tom Sawyer's Island.
Enjoy. I like the pirate stuff. I think it's cool. I think it's fun if you're a kid. The one in the Magic Kingdom, there's literally nothing to do. Let's break this down a little bit. Why did you want to get rid of Tom Sawyer Island?
Because it sucks.
Yeah, it's just not fun. I don't know. I get that kids need like an area to run around and be crazy, but I think they could have done other stuff in addition to that.
Sure. Yeah.
It just seems like a really big area to do that.
Yeah, it does.
It's hard to get out to anyway. So like, I don't know how much parents are taking advantage of that too.
And I don't know how many kids are really interested in the whole Tom Sawyer jam. Mm-mm. Is that still like required reading at school? Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer? Like, I'm not sure.
No.
So
I don't think Tom Sawyer is ever required reading. I think it's only Huck Finn.
Okay. I mean, it's an American classic, so I don't know if you want to blow up, like, not have Tom Sawyer be a part of the park, but it's just too much Tom Sawyer to have for that big of a footprint. And if you spent, I'm really talking about the Magic Kingdom here. It's big. It's empty. The restaurants never open. Even the fort, like Fort Langhorne, is like, it's just lame. There's just nothing going in there. You know what I mean? It's, you know, I get it's supposed to be a classic fort. And there's a part of it that has a kind of museum-y kind of vibe. And it's meant to be kind of, this is what forts look like, you know? So it's fine. But I don't know, man. Like, that's the big highlight of going to the island is seeing this fort that's kind of like sleepy. I don't know. I think it can go. They don't even do the paintbrush thing anymore. Do you guys remember the paintbrushes?
Mm-hmm. Where yeah. You could get a fast pass if you found one.
Yeah, that's right? It. Yeah, it was like a treasure hunt around the island. Mm-hmm. You could find these paintbrushes. Now those aren't around anymore either. So what's the point? Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the best part of Tom Sawyer Island is getting on the raft and going to Tom Sawyer Island. And once you're there, it's over. It's over. Like, you know, even the snack bar is never open. Never. I've never seen it open.
The whole place is not anything.
For the space, that's a big footprint. You got to economize. Maybe that's why in Disneyland it might be a good idea, because space is not at a premium. You got to use every inch of real estate. So now there's other things you could have taken too. I mean, we talked about the shooting gallery was something that we had kind of discussed before, Miriam, of something to get rid of. Because I don't
think... Yeah, that just wasn't big enough to get rid of to put what I want to put there.
Fair, so okay.
That's why I didn't do it.
Okay. I don't need that. I don't think we need to champion guns in the park. So I'm all for getting rid of that as well. But the bigger fish to fry is definitely Tom Sawyer Island. Well, okay. Do we have anything else to say about Tom Sawyer Island? Because that was the quickest segment ever. We all agree, same thing. All right, let's get into some armchair imagineering then.
Armchair imagineering.
Okay, so all three of us take Tom Sawyer Island. This is a We Like Theme Parks first. We never, hardly ever pick the same stuff. Pretty incredible. So that says, that it speaks volumes that it's just gots to go. Tom Sawyer's gots to go, son. So we got a lot of fun different ideas on how we're going to improve Tom Sawyer Island. And why don't we kick things off with Miriam? She was the one who pioneered this tanking of the Tom Sawyer Island. Miriam, are you ready with your super cool new idea for Frontierland?
Yeah. I think I want to make some sort of ride attraction out there. I think you still keep an island because, like you said, going out there is really fun on that raft.
Yeah.
But I think once you get there, there should be a ride. So I'm thinking it should be Davy Crockett. It's almost Tom Sawyer. We're real close with that. And it should be like a Wild Frontier ride where you're going on an adventure and it takes you from scene to scene. I mean, I think it's just sort of an extension of the sea type of thing, but instead of it in the Wild Frontier West situation. Maybe a bear chases you. I don't really have any specifics about what the middle of the adventure is, but I think it could be expanded into the sea category. Maybe it doesn't need to be Davy Crockett because obviously he was like not part of sea, but somebody like that a mountaineer who's taking you on a mountain type of adventure. And I think you could change the terrain a little bit to be a little bit more of the Rocky Mountain thing and less west.
Is this like an outdoor attraction you're on a vehicle kind of thing or?
Yeah, I think so. I think you just build everything up really tall so I think it'd be like a Jungle Cruise type of ride, but on land.
Cool. So it's
I'm thinking like a wagon. I was going to say a Jeep, but that does not make sense for the time period. So we'll go wagon.
This is kind of almost harkening back to the original with like the Nature's Wonderland.
Is that what happened out there?
before there was Big Thunder, they had, what was it called? Something through Nature's Wonderland.
The donkey, the burros?
No, not the, there was actually like a train ride through Nature's Wonderland, and they add little show scenes like the Rainbow Ridge Caverns and like the spinning rocks and the coyotes and all the.
Well, on the railroad, they still have some of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm talking about there was mine train through Nature's Wonderland, and you would literally drive through on a. It looked like a little open train, almost kind of like similar to the mine car. All through the woods and the Rockies and all the bears would be doing their thing. And Little bits and pieces of this thing still remain, like the little the bears and the fish in the water there, they move and stuff. Mm-hmm. A ton of stuff. Bobcats and wild pigs and cactus that kind of look like people. And there was these like devil.
They bring all of that back.
Oh, I love that idea. So we're, this is a recall to Nature's Wonderland. Yeah, that's
But I think on a wagon, and I think you do it like the Great Movie Ride where there's a real person doing the tour, right?
Oh, I like that
idea. Real frontiersman out there.
And is it Davy Crockett? Because he's the king of the wild frontier?
Yeah. If it's a Davy Crockett ride, yeah. But if it's a sea ride, then it's just insert sea mountain man here.
I like that.
It's probably like Monty Mountaineer.
Monty Mountaineer?
Well, I like Monty Mountaineer. I like that guy.
He's awesome. All right. Well, can I? You know what? I have a bit of a sea bridge in
mind.
And
if it's a woman driver, then it's Montana Mountaineer.
Oh, that's an awesome name, Montana Mountaineer.
Can they find a villain deep in a canyon?
Yes.
Can it be Lava Charlie? Lava Charlie 100%. Burrowed through the earth. And came out the other side.
What's that in Yosemite? Like, what is that big geyser that's there? Anyway, it should be like a geyser monster, but that looks like Lava Charlie. It's Lava Charlie's brother, cousin. Geyser Gary. Yeah,
right. Geyser Gary.
Geyser Gary. No. And when the geyser goes off, it's when Gary's really mad.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Geyser Gary. I like it. All right. Okay. Well, hey, let me pitch my new idea, guys, if that's all the same to you. Okay, so I thought we could kind of use some of the old attraction and kind of use some of the new one and kind of make it something funner. Funner is the word I'm using. That's a real word.
More funnerer.
Yeah, that's it. It's more funnerer indeed. Okay, so here's the pitch. I wanted to create the ultimate cowpoke getaway, like a resort for cowboys. Like, where would cowboys go if they wanted to relax? So I give you Thunder Isle. And if you know your Tom Sawyer Island, it's kind of in two parts. There's kind of a north part that has the fort on it. And there's the southern part where most of the other thing, the mill is and the docks and all the stuff, the caves and stuff. So that will become Thunder Isle and the top will become Cattleman's Cove. And I say we keep the fort. We upgrade it a little bit, have a little fun with it, but almost make it like a destination where cowboys would stay and sleep over, like spend a night under the stars in beautiful Fort Langhorne, you know what I mean? But at the bottom in Thunder Isle is where there's actually a little cowboy village where all cool stuff is for a cowboy to enjoy themselves. So I begin with this. So I have a cluster of ideas. It starts with the Four Aces Saloon, which is going to be an authentic cowboy bar, but every hour has a stunt spectacular show that happens in the bar. So a bar fight breaks out. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah. And in it, we'll do some storytelling. And to take a step back for a second, I'm already into my ideas. The idea that I was trying to kind of encapsulate was get all these different fun Disney cowboy peeps all into Thunder Isle. Okay, so let's like really expand have fun with the IP and broaden the concept of the land. So in this story, Butch Cavendish, who is the villain from the Lone Ranger movies, is the big baddie in Thunder Isle. And he's been robbing patrons in the bar, him and his gang. So they're going to show up. The Lone Ranger is going to come and save the day with his crew. They're going to beat up the Cavendish guys. There's going to be people flying from the top ceiling and swinging on chandeliers. And while you're in the bar, it'll be really cool. So we thought it would be really cool to like see this show. And then right after, have a cold one, you know what I mean? And try to drink things that they would drink, way back when the cowboys were hanging out, like those kind of drinks and things. But
you're putting booze out there?
Yeah, without a doubt, fights and booze. Like,
I mean, what are they drinking? Beer and moonshine?
Yeah.
Seems like.
But you can have fun. You can theme it. The moonshine doesn't have to be real moonshine. It can be like something. It could be like a nice. It
shouldn't be real
moonshine. It could be a White Claw for all they care. And then it's just they call it moonshine. White Claw would be a great sponsor. Jump in, White Claw. So now that you have your adult experience with real alcohol and a stunt show, For the kids, I have something called the Sarsaparilla Spring Saloon. And what it is a sarsaparilla-like soda jerk. And what it's going to be is you can buy all these different fun, like sarsaparilla fun kids drinks. And there's going to be a stage there. And a la Chuck E. Cheese style, Alameda Slim is going to be there singing with his chorus of yodeling cows. So it's all cows animatronic that yodel different songs. And they can be different Disney songs. Done country, but yodeled. Can you feel the love tonight? You know what I mean? Like, I can't yodel.
I was with you until the example.
Anyway, you get it. Because if you know the song, and Alameda Slim sings in Home on the Range, there's a part in it where he does a breakdown. And he sings like Beethoven. He yodels all these different songs from like classic music. I think he could yodel a ton of different Disney songs. It'd be super fun. And kids can watch and enjoy while they drink fun drinks. You know what I mean?
Sarsaparillas. Sarsaparilla floats.
Yes. Yes. I think it'd be super fun.
I'm so in.
Okay. I got another part here in Thunder Isle. It's called the Rancho Relaxo. And this is where the cowboys drop off their horses. And it's a big barn ranch. And we'll have all these different stalls. And here you can meet all the famous Disney horses, something akin to like a Turtle Talk with Crush, where you go to a stall and there'll be some kind of like animated version of the character. So you get to meet Bullseye, you'll meet Buck, you'll meet Maximus, Pegasus, Angus, whoever, all your favorite Disney horses are all having a great old time in this like ranch style spa. Like they're getting their nail, their hooves treated and their hairbrushed, and they're just like, love the Rancho Relaxo. And kids can get up and meet all the different horses, right? Well, that'd be fun.
That's pretty great.
All right. So that you've got Rancho Relaxo, the fantastic spa for the Disney horse. Haven't eaten yet though, right? We got to eat. So I present you with Chandler's Smokehouse. And this is Jason Chandler from Sea Fame, who's connected to the Big Thunder Mountain Company, as a side hustle, created this Tex-Mex smokehouse. So it's got all kinds of different, you know, like ribs and kind of like what they used to have in Disneyland with the Big Thunder Ranch. Like they had a ranch that did like, there was a stage and the guys would be playing it and you get ribs and corn on the cob. It was delicious. And they got rid of it for Star Wars. And then, we've eaten, we've seen some cool stuff. We haven't bought stuff yet. Old Yeller's gift shop. There's literally a gift shop that an animatronic Old Yeller it is. And every time you spend over $50, he barks at you to say thanks. Something like that. Oh, you're welcome, Old Yeller. Yeah, that was $85. So a nice gift shop themed. And then I thought there could be a little splash area. I call it the Willie Brothers Barrel Blast, where the Willie Brothers, who were Alameda Slim sidekicks, and it's all different barrels that have holes shot in them. So the water's kind of shooting out so the kids can play and get a little wet, but not soaked, just to cool down on a hot day. And then finally, I thought what would be really awesome would be an apple dumpling cart for the Apple Dumpling Gang, where you can just buy apple dumplings.
I love that movie.
Yeah. So that's Thunder Isle, guys. It's just like a smorgasbord of different, like, what do you want to call it? Frontierland, potential IPs, all stuff in one aisle. Make it a destination. Make it somewhere people want to go. And then there'll be room in other places in the park. You know what I mean? As opposed to nobody on this island. Make that restaurant really something special. That smokehouse, people are like, man, I'm definitely going on that island to get those ribs. Mm. Yeah, that's my pitch. And it has a bit of a sea connection. So, you know, we're on the same page, everybody. All right. Yeah.
I'll say, Chris, my only hesitation with your pitch is that sounds like a lot of stuff on an island that's not that big.
My only hesitation was really leaning into Home on the Range.
Well, you know.
Home on the Range. I mean, I don't know if it's I don't know if it's actually going to happen, but I'm with you. I'll go to a Home on the Range island.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe take the Willie Brothers away and just call it a Barrel Blast. Now it's just Alameda Slim. You can get along. You can get into yodeling cows. Come on now.
Yodeling cows. Sure. I'm 100% into.
Does it get more Disney than that? Like, really?
No. Mm-mm. That would be pretty great. Cute.
Yeah, I think so.
And everyone's really missing the barbecue place that they got rid of. when they put in Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland. So
you said they are missing it or are not missing
it? Yeah. Oh my God, it was a huge deal when the smokehouse went away.
Oh, it was so really good. Upset. Mm-hmm. You know what? It wasn't cheap, but it was a good value. It was a ton of food. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was that entertainment and it was all themed. It was so awesome.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was pretty bomb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I understand the disappointment. Thank God they replaced it with something great.
Yeah, true. All right, Mark. Well, hey, you're going to wrap this thing up, buddy. What would you put on this Tom Sawyer Island?
I would put one ride.
Okay.
And I would call it Woody's Wagon Roundup. And it's just going to be, it's obviously, it takes place in Woody's universe, pre-Toy Story, like, or Woody's universe, like, in his Woody's Roundup TV show. Mm-hmm. I don't want to overly compare it to Carousel of Progress, but it's kind of like Carousel of Progress because the ride will take you to different show scenes where stuff will happen and you'll follow a narrative. So like the idea is you're just going to get a tour of Woody's town. And the first thing he takes you past the saloon to like the main street and the bank gets robbed by Stinky Pete. And of course, Bullseye is pulling your wagon, right? And the bank gets robbed. And then so you've got to catch up with Stinky Pete. And you've got you're tracking Stinky Pete all over the island. And every scene, and here's where it's kind of Carousel of Progress-y. Chris, you were talking about the yodeling cows. Every scene ends, and as you travel, it's Jessie yodeling a song. She's yodeling the theme song to Woody's Roundup every time. So as your wagon moves along, it's just Jessie has appeared in the scene somewhere. And she just yodels you away and she plays you out to the next scene. And the music kicks in and you travel and you travel and travel. And then you stop for the next scene.
Right.
Can each yodel also be like exactly what you just saw? Like she has a whole verse about Stinky Pete robbing whatever.
Yep. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Yep. She is your Greek chorus, as it were. And then, of course, it ends up you catch Stinky Pete and you put him in the town jail and you end up sort of back on Main Street where you belong. Big celebration. All of these animatronic cowboys and cowgirls and cow people and cows. Well, you know what? I love the idea of Home on the Range. We got to get cameos from all of those cows in there. Maybe they all yodel together at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my idea.
I like how that show is sort of like string puppets, too, you know, in
the marionettes.
In Toy Story 2. They made it look like that on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to see each scene like that. But animatronics, right?
But animatronic marionettes. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I think you can go even deeper and you could have, remember some of Andy's kind of playtime when he was dreaming up some of those events kind of happening where like Woody would save whatever Bo Peep, but wasn't the
piggy from Evil Dr. Porkchop.
Yeah, Dr. Pork. I think you could integrate those characters. It couldn't just be Stinky Pete, although I love integrating Stinky
Pete. But this is Woody's Roundup.
I know. I just thought you could, you know, another show scene could just be like this. It's an idea.
I think you put little Easter eggs of those things in there.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I like Easter eggs. Yum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is a great idea. I learned
today. Do you know where that came from? Like Easter eggs in movies?
No. Where?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Really?
They had the people filming didn't know that Easter was such a big deal in the U.S. and they learned about Easter egg hunts. So they did one on set and there was a few Easter eggs that they didn't find that are in the movie.
No.
Really?
Where it came from. Yeah.
That's so cool.
I'll send you guys the list. Isn't that cool?
So you just see them laying around on the set?
Yeah. They're in the movie.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Send me that list.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, so great. I think you put like Evil Dr. Porkchop maybe in somewhere.
Yeah. 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 I think it'd be fun. Yeah. It's really cool. I mean, when you think of Disney and cowboys, I mean, Woody and Jessie and Bullseye and Stinky Pete kind of at the forefront, but because they have their own jam in Toy Story Land, it's a little funky, but go for it. I love that idea. That's super. And kids love it. Adults love it. I think it's great. That's a great idea. Well, guys, that was three amazing ideas just dreamed up right here by your friends here at We Like Theme Parks. Hey, I hear it's rhyme time coming up. Hey, Mark, are you good to go with some rhyme timing?
Yes.
All right, yes, I am. Oh man, I'm excited about this. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll come right back with some Frontierland Rhyme Time right after this.
What's the time?
Rhyme o'clock.
Where's the rhyme?
Sometimes I rhyme slower, sometimes I rhyme deep.
There's no rhyme or no reason for nothing.
Yeehaw! We're gonna have a hoot nanny because it's rhyme time. Yeep, 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 yeep. Yeah, I kept the vibes going. Take it away, Mark. Yeah, thanks.
I loved it. Okay, we're going to play Rhyme Time.
Yay!
We're going to play some Rhyme Time. Okay, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. This is to see who will go first. Miriam, say a number between 1 and 10, please.
7.
Okay, and Chris, say a number between 1 and 10, please.
I can see it, and I'll let Miriam go first. I'll be a gentleman.
What?
I'll
I
be
like to win.
Because we're doing the frontier land, and I'll be a gentleman.
Why don't you just pick a number?
Fine, 4. I don't know.
Well, perfect, because the number was 6, so Miriam goes first.
There we go.
Okay, so I just want you to know that we talk about how sometimes rhyme time can be a bit stretchy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be a yoga class today. It's going to be a yoga clinic in stretchiness.
All right. I'm glad I wore the right pants.
Yeah, we're going to start. Yeah, get those yoga pants on,
yeah,
brother. Okay, so we're going to start stretchy, and we're going to get stretchier. Miriam, you're first.
Okay.
Dr. Zeus said he'd share some of his ice cream float, but then only gave me one spoonful from his Woody's boot mug. Oh well, I guess a portion's a portion, no matter how small.
You got this, Miriam.
I'll say it again.
Yeah, please.
It's real long. It's real long. So, yeah, you know, I'll try to highlight the points that are important.
All right.
Dr. Zeus said he'd share some of his ice cream float, but then only gave me one spoonful from his Woody's boot mug. Oh, well, I guess a portion's a portion, no matter how small.
Wow.
You have no idea.
I did. I'm starting with one of the hardest ones, to be fair.
Dr. Zeus. Woody's boot, small portion. I think those are the three important
things. I said a portion's a portion, no matter how small.
Oh, okay, well.
I have no idea. I give up.
Okay. So, Chris, for the steal, would you like to take a guess at this?
Can you read the question one more time?
Oh, I would love to. Dr. Zeus said he'd share some of his ice cream float, but then only gave me one spoonful from his Woody's boot mug. Oh, well, I guess a portion's a portion, no matter how small.
Boot mug chug-a-lug?
Nope. The answer is Horton Hears a Who at the Golden Horseshoe.
Come on.
That's just really stretchy.
A person's a person, no matter how small, is a quote. Come on. You don't know a person's a person, no matter how small? That's from Horton Hears a Who.
Yes.
I didn't remember that. No, it's been a while since I've...
I can't be blamed for the fact that you don't know your Dr. Zeus.
Yeah, fair. I haven't heard a Who in a bit, you know? All right, number two.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm reading this in the order that I wrote them, so I'm sorry this one might be really easy.
I'm still going to mess it up.
This literary protagonist has his own island, but what if he also had a chill legal representative?
This literary protagonist?
Yep.
Look at Miriam's face. She knows it, and I don't, and this is embarrassing. She's going, don't mouth, oh my God, don't do that.
This literary protagonist has his own island.
Yeah.
But what if he also had a chill legal representative? You have 30 seconds.
Miriam, don't make those faces and wave. Oh my goodness.
10 seconds.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Your time's up.
Yeah.
Miriam for the steal.
Tom Sawyer's lawyer.
He also had a chill legal representative.
Oh.
I'm going to give you one more shot at this.
Oh.
This literary protagonist has his own island, but what if he also had a chill legal
Sawyer's calm lawyer?
Boom, there it is. Tom Sawyer, calm lawyer.
That's the wrong button.
Is the rhyme time today, my friends.
Good one.
Okay, here we go. Miriam, I'm going to skip this one. It's too hard.
No.
No, because I'm giving Miriam two really hard ones in a row. Okay, right. Here's this one. We'll see what we can do. I'm delighted at how terrible this one is. What if the king of the wild frontier wore cargo pants and loved, loved, loved to put sauce on all his food? Where would he store his cooked meat juice that would be easily accessible to pour on his mashed taters?
Oh, this is a good one.
Davy Crockett's gravy pocket?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Davy Crockett's gravy.
This is awesome.
Miriam with 2 points. Chris still rolling a goose egg, but you've got a chance to start to catch up here, Chris.
Yeah.
Imagine if in order to ride this runaway rail car, you had to put on fake hair and burrow under Epcot's Harmonious.
Oh my, what? Say it again.
Imagine if in order to ride this runaway rail car, you had to put on fake hair and burrow under Epcot's Harmonious.
Big Thunder Wig Blunder?
Nope.
Oh.
You're on the right you're on the right dusty trail though.
Nah,
for sure.
Figured.
Miriam for the steal. Imagine if in order to ride this runaway rail car, you had to put on fake hair and burrow under Epcot's Harmonious. I'll say Chris was very much on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Big Thunder Wig Wonder.
No, you're close. You're both close. It's a Wig Under Fountain for Big Thunder Mountain.
Wig Under Fountain. That's great. That's really great. Mark, you get a point. Those are great.
Okay.
Awesome.
Miriam's turn. What if the Incredibles lived on a farm and that fast younger brother's best pal was a bit of a milk maker? And what if you found yourself at Frontierland in the Magic Kingdom singing Zippity Doodah with that said pal? What would you be doing? I'll say it again because it's so long. I want to remind everybody that I've eaten a lot of muscle relaxers today because my neck is out. And I wrote these while I was having a bit of a time. So follow my imagination, if you will. What if the Incredibles lived on a farm and that fast younger brother's best pal was a bit of a milk maker? And what if one day you found yourself at Frontierland in the Magic Kingdom singing Zippity Doodah with that said pal? What would you be doing?
Dash and splash, I guess.
You're very close. You're very close. You're missing something here, but you're on the right dusty path. Chris, would you like me to read this long clue?
Yes, please.
What if the Incredibles lived on a farm and that fast younger brother had a best pal who was a bit of a milk maker? And what if one day you found yourself at Frontierland in the Magic Kingdom singing Zippity Doodah with that said pal? What would you be doing?
Wow, this is hard. Yeah, I got nothing. Yeah. Farmer Dash, Milky Splash. I'll just do that myself. There we go. Go ahead, Mark. Regale us with this beautiful answer that I'm sure isn't stretchy one bit.
Milkmaker.
Milkmaker.
It's a cow or a goat, right?
Yeah. So it's Dash's cow.
And Splash Mountain.
Splash down.
Let's see. Okay. Splash Mountain Dash is his name. And I said Splash and Dash, and he said that was close. Dash and Splash.
You don't think Dash Cow Splash Down is the answer?
Try
Dash,
it.
Yeah. I guess Dash's Cow Splashes.
Dash Cow Splash Pal?
Dash's Cow splashes mm-hmm. now.
Try that.
You're really good at these. I'm like really doing bad. Like he was like literary protagonist. I was like, oh, many big words for me right now.
I was like, you know what protagonist means.
I know what a protagonist means. I was slow.
Really?
I was slow to the take. Your reactions were like goading me in, and I was like, stop doing that. I lost my focus. Okay. I have an answer.
You have an answer.
Yes. You ready?
I am.
And I got it all by myself, all by my lonesome. It goes like this. Dashes cow splashes now.
Nope. Wrong.
Yeah.
You're very close. You're very close. You overthought. You were overthinking it. You're overthinking it. You were riding Splash Mountain with Dash's cow friend. Yoga class, my friends. Yoga class.
Wait, that was the answer?
Yeah. Splash Mountain, Dash cow friend.
You serious? You're serious? Yeah. That's the answer?
You're very close. I'd give you both a half point, but there's why bother? Just both zeros. How about
that? Okay, let's take the zero. All right.
I told you some of these are, some of these, you're riding a wave with me, right? Like,
yeah,
I ate all these muscle relaxers for my neck.
Yep.
And then you could sort of see me unravel. You're seeing this in real time here.
Yeah.
Okay. This literary protagonist had his own island.
We did this one already.
Nope. But what if he also had a super cool front hall? Whose turn is it? Is it Chris's turn?
Yeah.
Chris's turn. This literary protagonist has his own island, but what if he also had a super cool front hall?
Miriam knows it. She's making a face. Tom Sawyer's bomb foyer?
Yes. You nailed it.
Sawyer and foyer?
Yep.
All right, I'll take it. I need a point.
Tom Sawyer's bomb foyer.
Foyer, okay.
Whatever you like. I almost did one. This friend of the podcast. And this literary, it would have been Tom Sawyer's Dale Boyer, but Dale and Tom don't rhyme, so I cut it out.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dale. Sorry, Dale, you didn't make the cut because your name didn't rhyme with Tom. I'm unwell. Miriam, okay, so Chris got a point there.
Yeah, write it down, man. Okay, I'm like,
so it's how many did you get? Two or three? Two. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Two. So it's 2-1 for Miriam.
Yep.
And our listeners are at a whopping 5 points. He might have been born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, but he keeps a memento of Typhoon Lagoon in this little thing he wears around his neck. Born in a mountaintop on Tennessee.
Yeah.
But he keeps a memento of Typhoon Lagoon and this little thing he wears around his neck. I could also say it. What if the king of the wild frontier kept a memento of Typhoon Lagoon in this little thing he wears around his neck?
Davy Crockett's Wavy Locket.
Yes, you know. 100% it is.
Good one.
All right. So Miriam, 3 points now. Chris is one. Chris, this one's for you.
Yep.
Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. And this is where the water army plugs stuff in. Put them together. I don't know.
What?
Literally what I wrote. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. And this is where the water army would plug stuff in. Put them together. I don't know.
This is where the... Just say the last part of it.
The last part is put them together. I don't know.
Is this Davy Crockett again? Davy Crockett's lazy socket? I don't know. I have no idea.
No.
Mary,
no, you fool.
Is it Davy Crockett's navy socket?
Yes, 100% Miriam is correct.
Navy socket.
I said the water army. The water army, Chris.
Duh. Oh,
right, you said Navy. Lazy? The water army is not lazy. They are out there protecting us.
On water, yeah. The water. Yeah.
The water army, then also known as the Navy. Their first original name was Water Army. And they were like, no, we got to change it to something shorter. So they got the Navy.
Last question.
It was the Air Army, and they were like, no, we need something cooler. Yeah. So they're like, Air Force.
Yeah.
The Water Army got their own name. Why can't we have one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Got
you
it.
You get it.
Copy that.
And then the regular army was like, we're cool. Don't worry about us. Okay. So this is the last one, and it's for Miriam, right? Miriam. Mm-hmm. What if instead of taming him a bear, he flew into space when he was only 3? Then we'd probably have to rename the astro orbiter to this.
Come on, man.
What if instead of taming him a bear, he flew into space when he was only 3? Then we'd probably have to rename the astral orbiter to this.
Davy Crockett's crazy rocket?
No. No. I'm sorry, Miriam. I'm so sorry. Chris, for the steal.
One more time. Read it one more time.
It's very important to me that somebody gets this one because it's the last one.
Yeah.
What if instead of taming him a bear, he flew into space when he was only 3? Then we'd probably have to rename the astral orbiter to this.
I'm stuck on the same word you are, Miriam. Davy Crockett's phasey rocket?
That's not even a word. Phasey?
Phasey? Like a phaser? I don't know. Like, I was thinking something
oh
like...
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to say this one more time.
Okay.
You can both steal.
Thanks.
Steal from yourselves. What if instead of taming him a bear, he flew into space when he was only 3. Oh, he's only 3. Maybe he's less than 3. Then we'd probably have to rename the astro orbiter to this.
Davy Crockett's baby rocket.
Baby rocket.
There it is. Yeah. There it is. Miriam got it. Yeah. Miriam got it. So there, the winner of this with a whopping 5 points to a sad, sad 1 point. Miriam Kenley.
Way to go, Miriam.
The winner of this muscle relaxer neck pain.
Bender.
Bender, rhyme time, bender of a time.
I love how you just rhymed Davy Crockett 5 times. That
I thought it was so funny when I was writing it. They're all just going to be Davy Crockett with 2 Tom Sawyers in there, baby. And 1 Splash Mountain - cow friend. What? Good luck to us all.
And the Navy's talking. I don't know. Just put them together.
Yeah. Literally gave up on my life. Raised in the woods so we knew every tree, and this is where the water army plugs stuff in. Put them together. I don't know.
I loved it because I won.
And that's why she's our queen of the cows, ladies and gentlemen. She's figured Mark out. I'm still working on it. All right, friends. Well, hey, that was a super fun Frontierland kind of day. We made new attractions. Miriam kicks a butt. What a fun time. And we did it all with cowboy voices. Very cool. Hey, did you have a good time today? I know you did. So why not rate, review, subscribe, all those nice things. You got a segment idea? Hit us up. What's up at WeLikeThemeParks.com. You can always find us on Instagram at WeLikeThemeParks and on Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5, noon on Sundays. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. Yee-hoo! You can check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
Can you add like a yeehaw to the end of that or something?
Yee-hoo! Don't make me do these things.
But when you do them, they're hilarious.
Can we just cut that part of Miriam saying that and make that a hot button on your soundboard?
Don't make me do these things. For Miriam and Mark, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon, cowpokes. Why? Because we like you. And
we like theme parks.
Yee-hoo. Come on, one more yoo-hoo, Miriam. Come on. It was so good. Come on.
No.
Mark, you going to do it?
Oh, it's already Miriam. I can't top what Miriam did. That's the best.
All right. Okay, friends. We'll see you next week. Well, how would they say bye in cowboys? Howdy is
y'all,
high.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
There it is. Thanks, Mark. We like theme parks. We like theme parks podcast.